From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's DEX, August 11. Here's what I'd flag across crypto and the Alpha Desk this morning. Let's get into it. First, from B in Crypto, Arthur Hayes says Fed's Japan Yen plan will pump Bitcoin. Hayes co-founded BitMEX and now runs the Maelstrom family office. He has built a reputation for macro calls that tie Fed and Treasury policy moves directly to crypto prices. The mechanism he describes is real, though its scale is not yet confirmed. It runs through the Foreign and International Monetary Authority's FEMA repo facility, a Fed program that lets foreign governments post U.S. treasuries as collateral for short-term dollar loans, instead of selling those treasuries outright. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has said Japan holds $1.143 trillion in U.S. treasuries. Next, second, from B in Crypto, ZackXBT traces $5 million crypto thefts to U.S.-based support impersonation scammer. On-chain investigator ZackXBT named a U.S.-based threat actor, Tiffany Milanovich, who is tied to at least $5 million in crypto theft through fake support calls. According to his findings, Milanovich worked as a caller, phoning victims while posing as support staff and talking them into surrendering access to their funds. He said she recorded herself taunting victims after draining them. How the impersonation scheme worked: Milanovich worked as part of a group. As the caller, she impersonated the hardware wallet and centralized exchange support. Up next, third, from Cointelegraph, Luke Dasher removed as Bitcoin Improvement Proposal Editor. Luke Dasher lost his BIP editor privileges after developers raised concerns over his role in BIP 110 and its stalled minority for Bitcoin. Developer Luke Dasher has been removed as an editor of Bitcoin Improvement Proposals following a dispute over his role in BIP 110. Bitcoin developer Mark Erhart opened the pull request on Sunday after recommending Dasher's removal on the Bitcoin developer mailing list. And then, fourth, from CryptoBriefing, why complex DeFi and NFT portfolios need crypto tax professionals. As DeFi and NFT markets evolve, relying solely on software for tax reporting risks costly errors, making professional guidance essential. The post "Why Complex DeFi and NFT Portfolios Need Crypto Tax Professionals" appeared first on CryptoBriefing. Next, fifth, from Cointelegraph, Trump media to revamp crypto treasury strategy after $238 million Q2 loss. Trump media says it will take a more disciplined approach to its crypto treasury while directing more resources toward its core media business. Trump media said it plans to revamp its digital asset treasury strategy after unrealized losses on crypto and securities helped push the company to a $238 million net loss in the second quarter. The company reported $190.40 million in unrealized losses across its digital assets, pledged digital assets, and equity securities in its Q2 earnings release on Monday. Up next, sixth, from Crypto Slate, Grayscale turned more than $1.1 billion of staked crypto into a recurring reward sale machine for ETF holders. Grayscale has formalized a mandatory minimum cadence for converting staking rewards from three crypto exchange-traded products into cash and paying the net proceeds to shareholders. Trust amendments executed August 6 for the Grayscale Ethereum Staking ETF ETH. Grayscale Solana Staking ETF GSOL and Grayscale Avalanche Staking ETF GOT require each product to reduce staking consideration to cash no less often than quarterly. Net proceeds must then be distributed promptly after applicable fees and trust expenses. And then, seventh, from Cointelegraph, Thailand's 0% crypto tax. Bitcoin Red Team forced to use Chinese AI, Asia Express. The Bitcoin Red Team has been forced to rely on open-source Chinese AI after OpenAI restricts access. Thailand sets crypto tax to 0% in bid to become crypto hub. Thailand introduces 0% capital gains tax on crypto for the next few years. Crypto investors in Thailand won't have to pay any capital gains taxes on sales made via platforms licensed by Thailand's Securities and Exchange Commission. The exemption is for 5 years and covers the period of January 1, 2025. Through to December 31, 2029. Next, 8th, from CryptoBriefing, SEC to weigh tailored crypto offering rules Friday after Clarity Act hits gridlock. The SEC's potential crypto rules could shape digital asset regulation, impacting market dynamics and investor protections amid legislative delays. The post-SEC to weigh tailored crypto offering rules Friday after Clarity Act hits gridlock appeared first on CryptoBriefing. Up next, 9th, from Crypto Potato, North Korea's Kintsugi turns to AI as crypto firms face new threats. Kintsugi has been setting up local AI environments as it looks for ways to bring artificial intelligence into its cyberattack operations. The North Korea-linked threat actor, which has frequently targeted the cryptocurrency and financial sectors, was found to have established local LLM environments using Llama, GPT-4all, and MSTi. Genians said the local approach prevents conversation data from being transmitted to external AI services, thereby reducing the risk of external exposure. And then, 10th, from Crypto Potato, Jupiter launches Lend V2 on Solana, letting borrowed assets earn trading fees. Jupiter launched Lend V2 on Solana on August 10, introducing two opt-in features that let supplied and borrowed assets work as decentralized exchange liquidity while they sit in a lending position. As per a press release shared with Crypto Potato, Jupiter said Lend V2 is the first lending protocol on Solana where borrowed assets can earn trading fees, and the upgrade adds smart collateral and smart debt, alongside lifetime P&L, a record of what each position has earned or cost over its life. That's the tape. Stay on chain, stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Head up to Onidas.vote.com.